The latest is that a panel of judges for the district courts decided that there is no need to consolidate those district court cases. This means the cases, and there are 15 different cases, will proceed separately in their various district courts. This is more good news following up from last week's nationwide stay of the rule.
Now, there are various legal cases against WOTUS, including one involving NCBA.
This is good news for our case, which is in the Southern District of Texas. We believe that district courts are the correct venue to hear this issue, in that they're in the best position to decide this important issue. They say the cases are won and lost on their venue, and if we can get our case to move forward in the Southern District of Texas, we think that gives us our best chance at winning.
Yeager says producers need to stay involved in this process.
We're having some good news here. We have a nationwide stay of the rule. We're having the district court cases continue in their preferred venues, but this is, you know, the stay is just temporary relief. That's what we have to remember here. And what folks at home can do is they can continue to talk to their congressmen, talk to their senators like we're doing here to push for standalone legislation, namely S-1140, to repeal the WOTUS rule. And if we can't get standalone legislation, we're going to work on getting something into an omnibus package, carry over some of those appropriations language that would defund implementation of the rule.